at CSUN 2011. This is Michael Off, and I caught up with J.J. Mitto of blindbargains.com, atguys.com, recently released androidaccess.net. And you just made a major announcement here today about something you've launched to update your bcscan.com website.
Yes, we did. We're very proud of this. We've been working for the last few months. Ever since Directions for Me, a great service from Horizons for the Blind, was released. Directions for Me is a service, if you're not familiar, that provides product information for now over 362,000 products, everything from frozen foods to canned goods to non-prescription medications, things like that. And there certainly was a logical tie-in that we wanted to explore, since we on BC Scan have a barcode scanner where you can scan items and we retrieve as much information as we can find. So we're delighted to announce today that we have partnered with Horizons for the Blind, and Directions for Me data is now available when scanning items on BC Scan.
Folks like myself who have an actual scanner now and they go to bcscan.com will get more than just the name of the product. We will get all of the directions that will be in the database for directions.me.
Yeah, for Directions for Me, absolutely. Before, we had directions for some things that we submitted, things that users submitted here and there, and maybe a few thousand products. But now, if you scan a product, it's completely integrated. It will basically say, oh, we found this product from Directions for Me. Here are the directions, the ingredients, the other product information. And then there's also a link directly to the Directions for Me site in case you want to find out even more, like the nutritional information and things like that. We link straight to the website. It's on the website. It will soon be integrated into our WindowEyes app, and to we're also working at apps for other screen readers and platforms as well.
Wow! So that, even the WindowEyes module, of course, they released 7.5 yesterday. We also heard here Looktel, of course, with the money identifier for iOS, and now they're coming out with something that'll do based on not only barcodes but actual images. So if you put the Lion King DVD, it'll see that image and tell you it's Lion King DVD. So really changing. This is making things much more affordable, much more accessible. Might hurt the bottom line of some companies that have some good products, but a little high in price. Of course, this being an online portal, these things are happening daily, you know.
Absolutely.
Updates.
It's all about access to information. We've always been of the belief with AT Guides, and something we share with Horizons for the Blind, we share the philosophy that information should be free, and that access to information should be as affordable as possible. So, you know, you can go to directionsforme.org and search for product information. If you have a barcode scanner, you can go to BC Scan or the Directions for Me website. Either one, scan the barcode and get that information. And like you said, it's always being updated. Three or four times a week, Directions for Me is adding new products to their database from their suppliers. We're also hooked into, on BC Scan, we're directly hooked into Amazon, into their system for retrieving information. We're hooked into ISBNDB.com, which is a database of over 5 million books. If you scan a CD, we'll retrieve the CD track titles, you know, all the songs that are on the CD, and display that. So we're continually expanding the information that's available, and always looking for ideas for ways to expand it. Barcodes are very powerful, and we're just trying to harness that technology as much as possible and bring the information together.
Wow, it's a very exciting time. And also, you've just launched androidaccess.net. We talked about it in Tech Chat 93, but give our listeners an overview of what you're doing with that site.
Sure. Android Access is basically a portal that gives information on applications that are accessible for the Android platform. There's been a lot of improvements lately, both with the built-in Google accessibility and with other third-party solutions such as Code Factory's mobile accessibility, and we felt it was a good time to kind of compile a lot of that information into one place. We started out with information on apps. We're almost up to 100 now, being launched for a week and a half. We're going to expand very soon to also have information on phones, have how-to guides for how to accomplish various things, and other user comments and things like that. So we're certainly expanding. We want to become the one-stop portal for accessible Android information, and I think we're on our way to accomplishing that goal.
Yeah, I just spoke with Laura Weiss, and she showed me one called CamCard, where you basically scan or take a picture of your business card and automatically imports it as a contact. Or you can look at it first and then import it as a contact. That's kind of a neat.
And that's the amazing thing. There's so many apps out there, and nobody knows about all of them. So we try to just find as many as possible. You know, I've already learned about 10 or 20 new apps that I, you know, had no idea existed because other users submitted them. So it's really cool to watch the database grow. And it's just fascinating to see all the available apps for all the mobile platforms that are out there.
Code Factory today released their MobileSpeak 5.0 for Symbian 3 phones. So are you selling anything in that space over at atguys.com?
Yep, we still have MobileSpeak available.
If
you had a version 4 of MobileSpeak, it's a free upgrade. If you had version 3 or earlier, it's the upgrade is still available. And that is available for both Symbian. Windows Mobile is still available if you want to get one of those phones as well, and that's available for $275. It's supporting all the latest Symbian devices.
We appreciate all the innovations you have going on over there, and of course, also great interviews at blindbargains.com. Who have you spoken with here, and what has impressed you at the event thus far?
Well, I mean, definitely interested to see what happens with the Orion and some of the development of the note takers. Lots of mobile apps. The Looktel app, of course, is very impressive. And I'm interested to see where that goes. Learned that the Zoom Reader iPhone app is headed to the App Store, and so it should be up in the next week or so. The 6-dot Braille labeler is something we've been talking about for a couple years in a prototype, and they are now taking pre-orders. Got a chance to see one of them, and it's a nifty little device, especially if you make a lot of Braille labels. The Braille is very crisp. And it's a pretty cool thing to see, of course. New version of WindowEyes as well is out. Dolphin is actually doing a lot of upgrading. I think sometimes we forget about them, but they seem to be doing a lot with their products as well.
Now, who's making the 6-dot Braille labeler?
Yeah, 6-dot is the name of the company, actually.
Okay.
It's a brand new company, and it's very crisp Braille. They're looking at, they're taking pre-orders now. You put out on a $50 deposit. It's going to be about $299, somewhere around there, for the actual product. When it comes out, when the price is announced, you can get a $50, you get your money refunded if you don't want it. So they're taking pre-orders for the first 500 right now.
Well, thanks a lot for all your valuable insight. And, of course, we encourage folks to go to blindbargains.com. And, of course, you can also go under the podcast under iBlink Radio and see all of your great contributions. And maybe with your permission, I've made a new category right on the front page right now called 2011 CSUN.
Awesome.
We can link to those and tag them as Blind Bargains and put
Absolutely.
All those, every CSUN interview in one place. That'd be great.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Thank
well,
you
we
so
will
much.
Do that. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
At CSUN 2011 for Serotalk, this is Michael Loff.